Is this a future billionaire? At 15, Thomas creates and sells apps for smartphones and Google Glass. That's what he's wearing, by the way.
Are you recording too? Okay.
And that's how he's filming us with his glasses. And Thomas has big plans for his summer. He wants to revolutionize 3D printing technology.
Recently, I applied for a patent on 3D printing, trying to make 3D printing faster and more reliable. But the key there is speed, and we're trying to print 10 times faster than current generation 3D printers.
Thomas is self-taught when it comes to business and coding. This school is trying to create entrepreneurs starting from age 11.
For advertising, we had to advertise. I use social media as a device. And then we have up here, this is my profit sharing plan.
Ready to make your decision?
At the incubator school, kids are encouraged to start companies on school time.
Hi, my name is Armand Ismail. I'm the CEO of iSupply.
Hi, my name is Logan Fisher. I am the CFO and the Director of Marketing at iSupply.
Hi, my name is Teo Treadman, and I'm the head of sales at iSupply.
These 12-year-old captains of industry plan to sell school supplies to their classmates. They say kids have a big advantage when it comes to creating the next big thing.
Kids, personally, are more creative because, you know, they haven't been boxed in by the world yet, and, you know, they haven't, you know, you're going to do this, you're going to do that, you're going to do this. Kids, you know, still have that mind where, for example, I'm going to be Superman when I grow up.
How did you come up with the idea?
I never liked Band-Aids, and I didn't want people to see that I had something, because look at the board.
There's this pint-sized CEO is the youngest ever to dive into reality TV's Shark Tank. At 7, she considers herself a lifelong inventor.
I feel like being an entrepreneur, you don't have to follow somebody else's orders. You can just be more free.
Good girl. That peach was juicy, wasn't it?
Kiowa's dream is to become a zoologist while making Boo Boo Brands into a household name.
Kids are still kids even if they are entrepreneurs.
Sage advice for a new generation of business leaders. Regan Morris, BBC News, Los Angeles.